6 tells us, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" Friends, we've all been raised up in this country to chase our dreams, to be successful so that we might, as they might say, live high on the hog. If we reach what we call success here, then we have, in essence, created a world with no need of the living God in this and so many different ways. For those that might not yet fully understand, it would be little to do with the Lord and a whole lot to do with the world. "What is the value of this estate?" said a gentleman to another, as they passed a fine mansion surrounded by fair and fertile fields. "I don't know what it is valued at. I know what it cost its late possessor." "How much?" asked the gentleman. He said, "His soul." No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Friends, mammon defines out in the Webster's 1828 dictionary as riches, wealth, or the god of riches. Yet in America, this is what we are taught to do in seeking a better way of life, and that life consists of what we possess. Don't get me wrong here, there's nothing wrong with wealth within itself, yet it becomes an issue when we put riches before the Lord. Friends, it's not like we can take what we gain here with us when we die. Paul, the individual responsible for penning 2/3 of the New Testament, rightly said, "For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out of it." Nobody warned of covetousness more than Jesus. Covetousness, again, defined out Webster's 1828 dictionary, a strong or inordinate desire of obtaining and possessing some supposed good, usually in a bad sense, and applied to an inordinate desire of wealth or avarice. Jesus said, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth." And he spake a parable unto them, saying, "The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do, I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God." Beware of covetousness, said Jesus. As men trample each other down in the pursuit of wealth, the Bible is clear, "Be not deceived. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." Thomas Brooks was right when he said, "Adversity has slain her thousands, but prosperity her tens of thousands." Men too often forget the Lord in their riches. Listen to what Deuteronomy 8, verse 11 has to say. "Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God, in not keeping his commandments, and his judgments, and his statutes, which I command thee this day." Verse 12, "Lest when thou hast eaten, and art full, and hast built goodly houses, and dwelt therein." Verse 13, "And when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied." Verse 14, "Then thy heart be lifted up, and thou shalt forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage." Verse 15, "Who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, wherein there was no water, who brought thee forth out of the rock of flint." Verse 16, "Who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee, to do thee good at thy latter end." Verse 17, "And thou shalt say in thine heart, My power and the might of mine hand gotten me this wealth." Verse 18, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his
covenant.
How is
God glorified in us, and we in him, by his grace? What does his grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to him. By whom does he give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did he give? His blood. What did his blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who was given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did he choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish his own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Everything you need to know is over there. What it is that we have been doing for the last 30 years, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also check us out on social media platforms on both sites, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also jump over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, social media platforms right there. And if you want to call in at any time, please do. That number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. Just wanted to show you something really quick. We had a caller yesterday from Colorado. You're probably listening to me now. And interestingly enough, some of the conversation that we were having back and forth, that you were having satellites flying over your property because you were addressing these issues. And I said, welcome to the club. Well, interestingly enough, what was flying over the studios today was the United States Army helicopters. And remember that we are rural, and this has been going on for a long time in this ministry, friends. Death threats, the list goes on, harassment. It is coming from alpha organizations. One of the things that we've observed, friends, if it's not military, they're using news helicopters, CIA covert-like, and also alpha organizations are using hospital helicopters surveilling and basically intimidating, or trying to, should I say this, at least in my case, trying to intimidate the people from speaking out against the crimes that they're committing. Folks, let me remind you, this is not happening without. This is, in fact, happening within, and it's exactly what the Lord said would happen. Now, again, I want to make sure everybody understands that this applies to everybody, because when judgment commences upon a nation, the Lord uses them as a servant. If the people will not listen to the chastisements, they're going to listen to the judgments. And if they don't want to take heed and return unto the Lord, read Amos 4 when you get a moment, what'll happen is he will bring
judgment upon them. And then he also, at the end of the day, brings it upon those that he used to bring judgment upon his children, even worse then. So I know that there's a lot of bad guys out there that think they're tough guys. They don't realize that they're useful idiots being used for a purpose. Then when they're expendable and they're not needed any longer, the people that they're working for will do the same exact things to them. They just haven't figured it out yet because they're believing those that are telling them to lie to the people. You can't make up stupid, friends. You cannot make up stupid and ignorant, and that's what these people are. And furthermore, they're cowards is what they are. They're cowards is what they are. They declare they're just doing their job when they're not doing their job. If they would read the Constitution, they would see that if they were doing their job, they'd be standing up against those that are giving them the unlawful orders to harass and intimidate Americans that are standing up for their way of life. I am not deterred. I want everybody to understand. I am not deterred from this. As a matter of fact, it encourages me all the more. The more the children of Israel are afflicted, the more they multiply. Read chapter 1 of Exodus. I believe it's in verse 10. You're going to see exactly what I'm talking about. Let me take it and put it to you so we can all understand. Let their cruelty swell our ranks, friends. You are now in a position in this country, friends, where you have to defend yourselves, not from without, but from within. You can rest assured that is the truth of the matter, not that I needed to tell anybody that that's the case. I want to bring you over to what's going on in Dearborn. And one of the things, you know, I'll just go ahead and play this for you really quick. And I want you to listen carefully, because before you jump the gun and get excited about what's going on there, let me commentate after I play this short video for you. Check this out. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com.
We want to make sure our children can grow up in the same America that I grew up in. White Christian country. Our founding fathers' blood soaks this land. Not for Muslims and Islamic jihadists to play their prayer calls where our children walk to preschool. It's disgusting what they've done to Dearborn, Michigan. They have turned this into Rome. They've turned
I just want to make clear that everybody that can see this, this is an individual. His name is Jake Lang. Right when I first seen some of these videos that were coming out, everything about this guy was wrong. I knew he was a paid provocateur, and it didn't take an hour before that confirmation came back. And we find that this guy that they're highlighting right now, that's taking it to the Muslims in Dearborn, so you know and you have the information and so you understand how this game is being played, you need to understand that Jake Lang is a Zionist Jew posing as a Christian, inciting the Muslims against the Christians in the United States of America. Now, what he's saying here is absolutely 100% true. But I also want to say what Jake Lang, this paid provocateur, this Zionist, in fact, that are using the Muslims to sweep away their political opposition, who's being used as a paid provocateur to incite the people to war, domestic insurrection, which I continuously try to warn the people in this country time and time again, and they don't want to listen until it happens. It's happening now in Dearborn. One of the things Jake had brought up, I can't believe what's happening in Dearborn, Michigan. Look what they're doing. I want to say this. No, they're only doing what the people are allowing them to do to come into this country in the first place, and to sit back and act as if the president of the United States of America is dealing with the issue by bringing in ICE to remove all these illegals that they, along with the federal and state governments, the governors and the mayors, treasonously allured in. Again, just folks, use your eyes. They're no good, friends, if your mind is blocked, okay? And pay attention to the fact that if this was legitimate, Donald Trump, if he was legitimate, would have rounded up the governors and the mayors who treasonously brought them into this country in the first place, and he would have held them accountable for the crime of treason, which, by the way, the consequence is punishable by death, okay? So again, what he's saying here is absolutely true, but I want you to understand the source here. He is a Zionist trying to create domestic insurrection between the Jews and between the Muslims and the Christians. He's not a Christian, friends. He is a Zionist. That's why he's trying to stir the war up, because they're trying to eradicate Goyim, and that is the Gentile, the white man, me and you.
Into London. It looks like another country here. Every single sign on every single street is in Arabic. How can you
that is a
consider yourself
testament against the people that tolerate
Americans
it?
When you don't eat the same food we eat, you don't speak the same language we speak, you don't do anything that Americans do. Minneapolis in 1970 was a 95% white city and white state, Minnesota. If you ask Grok, the next 1,000 children born, only 42% will be white. We are seeing rapid demographic shift and ideologies that are clashing here in Dearborn. These people want to see white Christian men eradicated.
They want to see white Christian men eradicated. Yep, and who's inciting the war? Jake Lang. Yours truly. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Jeremiah 6:16 commands that we go back to the old paths. He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered little in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew and rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. This quote given unto us by none other than R.W. Barber.
Hi friends, I'm Dr. Mike Spaulding, host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live. I have people ask me all the time for resources and places they can go to get timely and truthful information. If you want to know what is really happening in our world and why, listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio.
BBSRadio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And people act like when they listen to the show, like it's extreme. Like me, it's extreme to hold to the law that exposes those that are committing crimes against them. Well, that's called I'm trying to be a backwatcher here. I'm doing my job. I'm warning you. I'm showing you through scripture why this is happening. And if you don't want to listen to that, then this is what's going to happen. And it's almost to the point now where I can just sit back and play videos for the people and audio for the people to prove the point that which we've been warning about for a long time. And I'm talking about this platform. I'm talking about what's coming from this microphone right now. I'm talking about the giftings of the Holy Ghost is what I'm talking about. One thing that I know about the Lord is he's an absolute backwatcher. Absolutely. Read Psalm 19:11 when you get a moment. Read Ezekiel 33, starting verse 3. Read the whole chapter, as a matter of fact. Read the difference between the false and the real prophets and what they were doing, the real prophets were doing. The false ones were saying, peace, peace, put the people back to sleep. And yet on the other side, the Lord is pronouncing judgment unto the people, turn or else. And that's exactly right. There's the difference between a genuine prophet and a false prophet. Go over to
Ezekiel 13 as well. It identifies the prophets. Go to Jeremiah 23. It identifies the prophets. Go to Deuteronomy 13, where it makes distinction between the false and the genuine prophetic. And I'm talking about the voice of the prophets. And the reason I'm making reference to the point of the prophets is because if you believe, you will be established. But if you won't, you're going to be built upon the sand and you're going to be washed away. Read the end of Matthew 7 when you get a moment. And that, in fact, is what is happening in America today, because people haven't made distinction yet. But I'll tell you what's going to make a clear case of the whole thing is when it's too late and the people realize what the Lord was saying after the fact. And you're going to find out that it's the hard truth that demands a response, and it was a response that the people didn't properly respond to. So let's go back to this Jake Lang. I want you to see this headline. It's interesting how he's getting all this attention. It's interesting how the mainstream media and their useful idiots are right there putting the microphone and the cameras up to Jake Lang's face. People will look at it and say, well, finally, Christians are standing up. And they're identifying Jake Lang as a white Christian who's speaking out against Islam in the United States. I'm here to tell you that he's a paid provocateur. I'm here to tell you that he's a self-proclaimed Zionist. The Zionists are those that are using the Muslims to sweep away their opposition. I've given you that quote 1,000 times now, friends, and that is exactly what Jake Lang is a paid provocateur creating domestic insurrection, trying to create a war between Christians and the Muslims. Now, again, I want you to see this, because what he's saying here is absolutely true, but I want you to consider the source as the one that's being used to basically start this fire in the first place. It shouldn't have come this far. Let's put it that way. The people in Dearborn should have never allowed it to take place, just like they should have never allowed it to take place in Minneapolis or in all the cities in rural areas throughout the state of Minnesota or in New York or in California, folks, or in Ohio. You get the point. Or in Texas. Folks, notice where they're all putting themselves. Notice where they're putting themselves stationary in the sense of demographically and geographically. It's right in the center of the United States of America. And people need to pay attention as to what's going on in Canada as well, because many people, listen carefully, friends, listen carefully. Many people believe that what's going on in Canada with the Muslims right now, there's an absolute onslaught of Christianity in the Bible, which is humorous within itself, but it's very frightening in the present, because all politics aimed at Christianity ends in self-destruction. Well, we're going to go through the process again, because we haven't learned from that history. But many people believe, going back to Canada, that it's going to be a staging point for a war on America. And they're going to use the Muslims to do so. I'm not trying to say that to scare you. I'm telling you that because you're not paying attention and you're not putting a stop to it concerning your said representatives who are guilty of committing the act of treason by bringing them into the country. This is what it's leading to incrementally, because you're not paying attention to the voice of the Lord. And the Lord is saying, keep my commandments and my judgments and my statutes. Deal with the enemy rightfully and righteously and lawfully. Because if you don't, you're not going to know longevity. You're not going to remain. You're going to be dispossessed. Okay? So let's go back to Jake Lang here. I want you to listen to the rest of this. They're identifying him as a white Christian when, in fact, he's a self-proclaimed Zionist and who uses the Muslims to go after whitey, that's me and you, after Goyim, that's me and you, the Gentiles. And again, he's there to incite war. That's all he's doing. Now let's listen to the rest of this.
Ideologies that are clashing here in Dearborn. These people want to see white Christian men eradicated. They want to see our forefathers' land be destroyed. They do not have any love in their hearts. They are here to dominate us, Nick.
Would you say you're a white supremacist?
No.
Okay, they are here to dominate us. Okay. Let's go back again to the responsible party. Who allowed them to come into Dearborn? The people on a massive scale in the United States of America have allowed their said treasonous representatives to allure them into the country. Okay? We all know that. We all see that. And the fact of the matter is the responsibility falls at the front door of the American people for tolerating it in the first place to get to this point. I also want to tell you this, and I want you to see this, because the same reporter in Dearborn, Michigan, then goes over and he begins to ask Muslim men who they would support in a war. So again, what you see, friends, is they're being allured into America. If there was a war, would they stand on the side of America, or would they war against the American people? I'll let you hear this so you can decide for yourself. Check this out.
All these Islam men yell Allah Akbar. I have a question for you guys. If America were to get in a war with someone, with a country like Iraq, who would you guys defend, America or Iraq?
We won't get in a war. That's not permissible for us. But at the same time,
who would you defend first?
We would support our brothers in Iraq.
So we would support our brothers in other countries. See what you're up against, folks? It's a double judgment, isn't it? You're being put in between a rock and a hard place, aren't you? Yeah, and that's the Lord again. Read the book of Amos. You'll understand perfectly. We can be warned and we can be warned and we can be warned. You know what we don't need, Americans, especially on the radio, because you're filled with the airwaves concerning your conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals. You don't need more information on the crimes of the guilty. What you need is justice. And if you Americans don't bring that justice, you are going to be eradicated. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. One of the things that I brought up before, and it's scriptural, is the Lord will bring foreigners into America to begin to warn the American people about what in fact is happening. Again, keep in mind who's behind all of this. It is the living God who's in control of the weal and the woe, the blessings and the cursings. Okay, he's sovereign in all areas of our lives, regardless if we're being blessed or if we are being cursed. I want you to listen to this guy who is obviously an American, warning the American people who's from a different ethnicity group, a different country, who's assimilated to America, who's now warning America as to what is going on here. I want you to listen carefully because I don't need to add to this, because this is stuff that I've thrown out there time and time again.
The mayor of Dearborn, Michigan is a Muslim. The mayor of New York City is a Muslim. The mayor candidate of Minneapolis is a Muslim. The mayor of St. Louis Park is a Muslim. You have to wake up or else your country will be Islamized. A Muslim imam, I was listening to him. He lives in Florida, USA. He says,
America will be a Muslim country. Islam will enter every house,
every state, every city, every home, and in every church. And when your
That's
enemy
right.
speaks like that, believe your enemy. I am rebuking that Muslim imam. I am rebuking the spirit of Islam. And we are declaring that America belongs to Christianity. The UK belongs to the God of the Bible. Australia belongs to the God of the Bible. I am warning Australia, UK, and America, stop mixing with foreign gods.
Stop mixing with foreign gods. Could he be talking about Judges 5:8? Do you not understand when people come to America, they go to Washington, D.C., and they see the living God's fingerprints all over everything that we are concerning the foundation and where we're at and the present? Do you not understand that we are a Christian nation? Folks, I want to put people's jitters to bed here for a moment, if you don't mind. I've been on this radio program for 25 years, and I've yet anybody to contest with me that we're a Christian nation. The only place that you're hearing that from is from the pulpits in America that are denying the fact that we're a Christian nation due to the fact that they're too cowardice to actually go out into the culture and bring about resolve, bring the answers to the world. But one of the things I want to go back to, this Muslim man right here said, quit mixing America with other gods. There is no mixer. Did you know that in the 1960s when, the free spirit came about, you know, the ones that are in the halls of government today, the ones that are in the pulpits today that have brought us to the present state that America is in today, that free love, that false grace that they've been preaching for 60 and 70 years now. Do you know that when people used to come into America, they understood that we were a Christian nation? And then what they did is they began to lower the law where it says, thou shalt have no other gods before me, and thou shalt not make unto thyself any other graven image, nor bow down to thyself to serve them. All of a sudden it became permissible, because that's what they called freedom, not understanding what in fact what it was, is defining out as licentious and stupid, for a better way of saying it. Dull and insensible. That is the definition of the word stupid. So friends, I just want to tell you, you're in the position that you're in the position right now where you're listening to foreigners telling you not to allow foreigners to come into this country, because freedom of a religion does not consist of allowing other countries to come in here and dominate who we are. That is not simulation. That is treason.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
I'm getting burnt out. Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Things don't turn up in this world until somebody turns them up. President James Garfield goes on and says, "I love agitation and investigation and glory in defending unpopular truth against popular error." Abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison said, "With reasonable men I will reason, with human men I will plead, but to tyrants I will give no quarter nor waste arguments where they will certainly be lost."
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Ajima, and I approve this message.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to call in, now is the time to do it. 281-845-4704. Again, 281-845-4704. I'm going to go ahead and just highlight what's going on here. I'm bringing up the number, folks, because what I need to do is step into some new information here, which is old information. I just said to you a couple minutes ago, we don't need more information. What the American people need is justice. And the reason you're not seeing justice is because you keep allowing the same people to get away with the crimes that they've been committing against you. And as I said before, earlier in the week, I'm still trying to find in the U.S. Constitution where our said representatives, between the time that they're actually sworn in and throughout their tenure until they're removed, somehow or another, the American people believe that they have a right to go ahead and violate as many laws as they possibly can within that tenure. Nope. Folks, Nope, I don't care if it was their tenure was 25 years. The minute they commit the smallest of misdemeanors, you Americans are to impeach them. You Americans are to prosecute them. And that is the provision our forefathers gave us. Okay, so let me just kind of shift over just a little bit. I don't know if you guys have seen this or not, but it's crazy. We got a brand new video of a guy that works for Campbell. Have you guys seen this? We've highlighted the food, how the food is being poisoned. If it's not the air being poisoned, it's the food that's being poisoned. But I want to move over to this really quick because Campbell's, he is a higher up, an executive within the company of Campbell. And I'm hoping it doesn't, I hope it bleeps out the words here. I'm not sure that it does. But if he uses these vulgarities and it gets out there on the air, please, to my affiliates, just understand I'm trying to give you a heads up right now. I think and I believe it bleeps out the words, but it doesn't. Folks, this is an executive from Campbell telling you exactly that the what you need to hear. They're responsible for geoengineering your food, poisoning your food, and he's here to tell you this on a hot mic. Check this out.
For poor people. Who buys our shit? I don't buy.
He said, who buys our blank anyways? Our food is for poor people, he said.
It's barely anymore. It's so healthy.
He said, it's not healthy now. That's what the F it is. Not he said, or what's in it.
Bioengineered meat.
It's bioengineered meat.
I don't want to eat a piece.
This is Campbell's.
Chicken again.
I don't want to eat a piece of chicken that came from a 3D printer. It's fake food, friends.
From a 3D printer? We have shit for
So it goes on and it goes on and it goes on and it goes on. I'm just playing the
a
duration of the whole audio video here.
I don't want to eat a piece of chicken that came from a 3D printer.
I mean, and this is crazy. This is what's happening. He said we have SHIT for effing poor people. Do you understand what they're saying to you, friends? They're mocking you. This is Campbell. When I seen this video, which just came out 2 days ago, we took our Campbell food and we're dumping it. We're literally dumping it. You need to understand, friends, they're poisoning your food. And you all the well know it, but now here you have another confirmation of the fact coming from an executive over at Campbell concerning the facts. You know, people are saying, you know, we have all this information that all these corporations in the food industry have been dumping thousands and thousands and thousands of chemicals into the food, our food supply. But keep in mind, the same people that are aligning themselves concerning the corporations, because you look at the food supply system, it all comes from the same companies. That includes your fast food, by the way. But people are trying to figure out, wait a second, they're poisoning our food and they're putting thousands of chemicals in our food. How is it that they can get away with that? I mean, really, people? How can they get away with that? So I can poison somebody and it creates some sort of sickness or it brings about somebody's death. How do you get away with it? You say to yourself, well, I don't get away with it. Then let me ask you, how is it that they get away with it? Let me tell you how they get away with it. They get away with it because you allow them to get away with it. And it shows you how corrupt the FDA is. It shows you how corrupt it is within the halls of government to allow it to happen in the first place, that corporations are not held accountable for deliberately and intentionally poisoning the American people. That is, in fact, what is happening. It all goes back to people on an individual basis allowing these things to happen. They don't have a right to poison your food, friends. Just like they don't have a right to force you to take a vaccination that murders people, that's called an experimental jab. And we've seen the fruit of that, which brings me to my next point, and it's the one I want you to see. We see on a daily basis, as I've highlighted this, and these are all brand new. I'm just going to show you one. This young man right here, 1986 to 2025. Here's the report. His name is Vans Meritorosian. It says, we are deeply saddened to learn of the passing of former title challenger and Olympian Van so on and so forth, who passed away from cancer. Do you realize that I am seeing this all day long? Do you realize the ones that have committed the act of treason by alluring the illegals in are the same people that are responsible for creating this experimental jab that has murdered millions and tens of millions of people worldwide, and there's still no justice? You don't need more information, people. You need justice. Let me say it again. You don't need more information. You know who's responsible for the crimes being committed against you. And they're still free to do it again. And guess what they're doing? They're doing it again. And just like I was talking about the food that was being poisoned intentionally, that is killing people, that is murdering people. They're doing it because the people let them get away with it. You can say whatever you want to say, but what you need, Americans, let me say it again, is you need justice. Where's the church in all of this? I'm asking. Where's the church in all of this? You know, one of the things that I was attempting to bring up yesterday was Franklin Graham and Billy Graham. You know, that's these stand-in individuals, these little puppets that are put up to suggest to the people that they're the standard of what Christianity is. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the likes of a Franklin Graham. I honestly, some people, if you read your Bible, you would understand. It's like what I say in politics. If these professors that are actually supporting Donald Trump read the Bible, they wouldn't be supporting him. They would be prosecuting him. Do you realize this? That is not speculative. That is a fact. And what it is that you're seeing today is idolatry. That's what it's called. It's called idolatry. And idolatry is defined out as anything that puts itself up against Christ. And you're seeing a prime example of it, 100% exhibition of what idolatry is by those that support the likes of this criminal administration. Now, I want to go back because even when it comes to Donald Trump and Joe Biden, and it goes to Obama, and it goes back to George Bush, and it goes back to again, the president that preceded him and the corporate president that preceded him, and the list goes on and the names go on. Every single one of them since the 50s, do you realize that regardless of what they've done, the Billy Grahams of the world and the Franklin Grahams of the world and his grandsons of the world, their grandson, do you realize that they have been there to stand as puppets to support the politicians regardless of the crimes that they were committing or nay? Do you also realize that nobody, namely when it comes to President Truman, he never trusted the likes of a Billy Graham? I'm making a point of this, friends. Do you also know that it was the New York Times' William Randolph Hearst, an occultist, that's the one that was responsible? I have it in print, where he was the one that said of Billy Graham, puff him up. In other words, make him famous. Why did they pick him up? You know what's really weird is I've listened to message after message after message of Graham. I'm guessing probably six messages from Billy Graham. And I have yet to hear him say anything amiss. But I'll tell you what I'm talking about is scriptural as far as anything that would counter the scriptures. Outside of the fact that it went from repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand to that of God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. What he did is he removed the cross. And if you look at the likes of a Billy Graham and a Franklin Graham, isn't it amazing how many people love these people? And they don't realize that they're put up to control the sheeple. Do you know that? Do you understand that they are the ones that are appointed to stand as the standard of what Christianity is? And I'm here to tell you, friends, nothing could be further from the truth. I was just talking about how we're having people fall over dead all day long from the experimental jabs, young people. I see a plethora of them all day long, every day. I could cover this just on a daily basis. And the American people are acting like it didn't happen. And then they wonder why there's this invasion going on. They're wondering why there's this pedophilia issue in Washington, D.C., which has been going on for decades in that country. If that's new to you, you've had your head stuck in the sand. That's been going on for a long time. They are extorted by the likes of a Bibi Mialikowski, a Netanyahu, the Mossad. They are controlled to do the things that they're doing against you, Americans. But let me go back to this, because I was just talking about the people that were dying and proving the point that Billy Graham and Franklin Graham have always been there to promote them, not to stand against abortion, not to stand against vaccinations, as they call them, not to stand against the removal of God's Ten Commandments, not to stand against homosexuality, not to stand against something called gay marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind, not to stand against any of it. They've always been appointed to stand behind the corruption of the politician to what? Have the politician lead the way rather than them following Christ and Christ being the standard for us all to follow. That's what they are. Read 1 Kings 13:33. Do you guys realize that during the pandemic, let me just go back just a little bit so you can see it for yourself. Did you guys know that during the pandemic, Franklin Graham came out and he was pressing Christians to get the vaccine or it could be too late? In spite of scripture, Leviticus 17:11, Leviticus 19:19, Deuteronomy 19:19, John 10:10. The Lord told you not to mix it, right? Not to mix seed, not to mix blood, but you do it. And here's this stand-in, Franklin Graham, again, 1 Kings 13:33, telling you to do what the corrupt were telling you to do once again. And they've been doing this for decades in this country, and the people haven't figured it out. I'm going to show you something on the other side of this break that you might not have known concerning the Franklins. We'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients.
What about Article 2, BBS Section 4? The U.S. Constitution.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control.
What about Article
our country
three,
is
Section
in big
three
trouble.
Of the U.S.
Our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty
like
Sentinel
we have a
Media.
Bunch of
I hope you'll visit us today
at
libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing threats to our faith, family, and freedom, while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
People.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Matthew Henry stated of Isaiah 45:5-10, that the method of this great deliverance that is to be wrought for his people, that righteousness must be first wrought in them, they must be brought to repent of their sins, to renounce their idolatries, to return to God and reform their lives, and then this salvation shall be wrought for them and not till then. We must not expect salvation without righteousness, for they spring up together, and together the Lord hath created them. What he hath joined together, let us not therefore put asunder. Christ died to save us from our sins, not in our sins, and has made redemption to us by being made to us righteousness and sanctification.
BBSradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I see those calls out there. Just give me one moment. I'm just going to play this audio video, and then we're going to get to our callers. 281-845-4704. I was just talking about how Franklin Graham presses, he calls Christians, to get the vaccine or it could be too late. Millions upon tens of millions of people are dead now because of that experimental jab. He stood behind Donald Trump and propped up Operation Warp Speed, and that's exactly what he did. They tell you the opposite of what is true. And in spite of scripture, if people were reading the scripture, let me say like Donald Trump, they wouldn't be supporting him. They'd be prosecuting him. It goes for the Grahams as well. It goes for the Grahams as well. They're heretics. And what I'm talking about, friends, is they are set in a position to work against the people, to keep the political structure in place. It's called the establishment. People complain about the establishment in government, but they don't realize it's been first established in the church. So let me go ahead and play this for you, just so I can put a little light on the subject for you. Concerning Franklin Graham, we call him Creepy Franklin Graham. He is a creepy, creepy guy. He truly is. But I want you to know a little something about him, because if you think there's a difference between him and the corruption that we see in politics, you need to understand that it first starts in the church, because the church is called the moral compass of society. And when that goes, everything else goes. The corruption that we see in government is the fruit of what we see concerning a Franklin Graham and what his little sheeple, his blind sheeple that just blindly follow behind him no matter what he says, are supporting. Check this out.
Graham, if the donations are for charity, how are you affording those private jets?
So in talking about Samaritan's Purse, in 2022, you say there's 111 million in aircraft alone, 50 million in travel expenses, 30 million was just staff travel. I'm like, where are they flying them around to? I guess to different disasters and stuff throughout the country or throughout the world. I don't know. I don't know what the situation is, but that's the point.
And let me confirm that 111 million is just their jets. That's not their
$111 million is spent on just Franklin Graham's jets.
Just the private aircraft that the family uses, which is in the shell company.
Listen to this.
Because the Grahams don't want people to know that they're just flying private. And we have those flight logs. And I'll tell you right now, their planes fly from North Carolina to the Cayman Islands a lot. And they do 90-minute turnarounds in the Cayman Islands. And there's only one thing that they would be doing in the Cayman Islands.
Money.
Okay, just thought I'd share that with you. We got quite a few callers up here right now, and I'm just going to go ahead and take Kelly from North Carolina. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Kelly?
Thank you. Sorry for calling in so late. I don't know if you touched on this about the Jake Lang.
Yep.
But isn't that the name of the guy who was like the head J6er who was doing all the podcasts and all that biblical stuff? Did you talk about that? No.
Jake Lang.
It doesn't look like the same, but it might be. I don't know.
Okay, well, and I'm trying to answer, and I'm telling you, I don't know that of him, but I do know that he was a J6er, and I do know that they're giving him a lot of attention right now. So for you to bring up the fact that this may be him, just go up and Google it.
Yeah, he was like one of the head people. He had a podcast and everything.
Yeah, that's probably him. And again, you need to understand, they're giving him all this attention. They're opening up all these platforms for him so he can get the attention, but people need to understand who he really is. And who he really is, mm-hmm. is a paid provocateur. There's no question about it.
Yeah. All right.
Okay,
all
thanks.
Right, that's what I was kind of wondering. Thank you so much.
Yep, you're welcome. We're going to go ahead and take, we'll take Bob from Texas, sonsoflibertyradio.com. It's all yours, Bob. What say you, my friend?
Sorry, you got so many callers, I'm glad you got so many callers. Amen. Anyway, I've got to wait for we the people, that's all your listeners, to get on the offense, maybe, or at least give them a little project. I'm on Tuesdays, we have Commissioner's Court, and 30 minutes after that, I'm meeting across the street at the courthouse in the library with anybody that wants to talk about what's going on, right or wrong. So anyway, I went over there, and I was talking with this, like, 9-year-old kid and teaching him, you know, all the first laws. And the first law is in the Bible is Genesis in the beginning. And I said, well, why don't we go look it up? So we went and talked to the librarian. I said, where's your Bible? They don't have one.
Interesting.
Now, you know, at Blackstone's most famous quote is, no human law should be suffered to contradict these. How are these lawyers and judges that are using that library going to know what contradicts these if they don't know these? Don't have a book of these, you know, in the law library.
How did the court survive? I mean, if you go into a court, if there wasn't the Ten Commandments, there would be no such thing as a courtroom, because they're making reference to that which violates God's law as transgression, as crime. And again, so that's how basic in understanding this needs to be, but you're exactly right. And I wanted to add something to that too, Bob, and I'm sure you've heard this before from me, but there was over 400 students that just graduated law school, and they were asked, every single one of those 400 students was asked the question, Where is law derived from? Where is it extracted from? Not a one of those students could tell them because it wasn't taught to them, but they know all about the bar and who their allegiance is supposed to be to, though. And that's what people need to pay attention to, because that's why a lot of people are making, you know, making distinction between what is happening in administrative law and what's actually happened in common law courts. Because what we're seeing is the judges actually paying allegiance to administrative law, which is policy that undermines the Constitution rather than common law, which is really common sense, which goes back to Deuteronomy 25 verse 1. So no, yeah. I totally get it. It's ridiculous.
Speaking of law graduates, the only kid that calls me dad is a black kid that just graduated like four months ago from Columbia Law.
Amen.
What we had to do every morning at 4:20 in the morning was he had to give me a report on American Minute by Bill Federer and our Daily Bread.
Amen. I did an event with him.
So anyway.
Awesome. No, I said I did an event with him out in Pennsylvania. But I was going to say, Bob, I just appreciate the fact that you're out there constantly doing something, and love on that kid. Love on that kid, because these young people today, that's what they need. They need us to cross the board or cross the line and get over on the other side and love them enough to get in their face and to love on them regardless if they want to hear it or not. So actually they know where they came from. So at the end of the day, when we're gone, they know where they're going.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, my friend. I totally appreciate it. We got Chris calling in from Utah. We finally got a couple minutes here for you, Chris. I'm going to give it all over to you. Oh, you've got about 3 minutes. It's all yours.
Well, I keep asking the rhetorical question, where are the ecclesiastical leaders that should be calling us out on our sins? You know what I do here? What I hear from our leaders is, don't worry. Jesus loves you. We're all God's children.
Yep.
Everything will be fine. No, everything will not be fine unless and until we repent. This nation, I'm 58 years old, Brother Bradley. I've never seen this nation in such a bad situation. And it's happened so gradually. But let me give you an incident. So I work at the local Mormon temple. I'm very glad to do so. We were going through an instruction meeting on how we would respond to an active shooter. I could not believe what I heard, Brother Bradley. The leadership of the temple were instructing us brethren, the priesthood holders of the church, that when an active shooting event happens, here are the exits. You run as fast as you can towards the exit. Could not believe what I heard. I raised my hand and said, brethren, aren't we supposed to protect the sisters that we work with? You know, wouldn't we want to de-escalate the situation, neutralize the active shooter? And he looked at me kind of nervously and said, well, I guess if you feel inspired to do that, you know, if you feel prompted. Like, I don't need to be prompted. I already know what I'm going to do in that situation.
Amen.
So I thought I'd leave that with you to give you an idea of what a reprobate state the clergy is in today.
Amen. Chris, and I totally appreciate that. As a matter of fact, I was looking over on Revelation, and when I go to Revelation in the King James Version, I go to verse 8, it's interesting. The first thing that it says, but the fearful and unbelieving. I want to go back to what you just said, Chris, the ecclesiastical leadership. First of all, we're real leaders follow Christ. So we're followers of Christ. Christ is our leader, just to put it in my perspective, okay? And we're to follow him, just like he tells us to in Matthew 4:19. Paul said the same thing in 1 Corinthians 11:1. He talks about it in John 14:6. We understand that he's the only mediator between God and man. So there's only one, and I'm talking about 1 Timothy 2:5 as well. But it's interesting that what we see over and over and over again is men acting in a manner that's effeminate, that is ladylike, it's womenlike, and no wonder why the women are having to stand up and do what the men are unwilling to do. It's because they see their men have turned into a bunch of effeminate pansies, and what they've done in the pulpits is they've created a Jesus that looks just like them, which in fact is not the Jesus of the Bible in any sense of the word. And again, I want you to read Revelation 21 verse 8, because you're going to find, friends, right then and there, that those are the first people that are cast into hell. And it's rightly deserved, because it's because of cowardice that America, namely the church, is in trouble today. That is exactly why we're in trouble. John, we got about 30. You know what? I'll go ahead and take this phone call to all of our friends over on affiliates across the country. We will be live tomorrow. If you have dinner, you got nowhere to go. You can have your own private dinner, but we will be spending time with you tomorrow during the radio time as well. So we will be live tomorrow. We love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you in 23 hours. I'm going to go back over to John, and we're going to take his phone call. John, it's all yours, my friend.
Yes, sir. I have two things. LDS, where do I get my magic underwear?
LDS.
LDS. The guy that just called. Where do I get my magic underwear? On top of that, I was stuck one time and broke down and trying to get to a job site in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I ended up outside a library with a big BG on the sign.
Yep.
And that was the creepiest place in the middle of the night I've been in all my travels. It was very, very, very strange place.
Where was this? So, where was this, John?
This is the Billy Graham Library.
Oh, all right.
North Carolina.
Yep.
Yeah, it's on Westmont Drive, right?
Yeah.
And that was one of the... I knew God wasn't there.
Yep. Yeah, it's dead.
So,
yeah, it's
anyway,
dead.
Have a blessed Thanksgiving, Bradley, yeah. To you and all your family, and Tim and all of his family. I love you guys.
Okay, you too, man. We will be here tomorrow live. I do want to say this. For those that didn't know, I actually had the invitation to, on a private matter, or a private invitation to get together with a Christian leader and a at a time in North Carolina to go get on a bunch of Harleys and go along with him and Franklin Graham, a roundabout on the hills of North Carolina. And of course, I knew that that wasn't going to go over because I'm not going to stand back and play stupid with Franklin Graham. I'm not going to stand back and act like he's not responsible for the things that he has stood up in a fiend matter. And representing not the Christ, but putting himself in a position to be a representative of Christ. I want you to understand that the mainstream media, the outlets, who do they pull up, friends? It's Franklin Graham. He's the go-to guy as the standard of what Christianity exhibits when in fact, again, nothing could be further from the truth. He's creepy, just like what John said from down south. He's creepy. He's dead in his sins, 1 Corinthians 15. And I'm telling you right now, there's a lot more to those guys than you think there is. I have a book about this thick, and it's right over in my bookshelf, and it is All the Friends of Billy Graham. Billy Graham and Franklin Graham are men of the world. And so if you want to know why so many people love the likes of the Grahams, you better understand how that conflicts with Scripture, because it tells us in Luke 6:26, woe unto you, that's a curse, woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets. And I'm going to end the show with this. That's all you have to do is go over to Hollywood Boulevard on the West Coast and ask the question, why would Billy Graham, the standard of Christianity in America, be given a star by a bunch of pedophiles, warlocks, witches, every deviant thing in person you can possibly think of? Why would they grant him a star if he was not a part of the same plan and the same crowd that he was a part of? Folks, we love you by what we do, and we will see you tomorrow. It's the day before Thanksgiving. That's the title of the show today. Why did I title it The Day Before Thanksgiving?